And there is nothing worth more that would ever come close. No thing can compare. You are living whole. Your presence, Lord, I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence. Lord, Holy Spirit, you are welcome at this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Let us become more aware of your presence. Let us experience the glory of your goodness. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. Your presence, Lord. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your magnificent throne and your wonderful grace as to bow before you, O God, and to submit ourselves to your will. Yesterday, O God, you impressed upon our hearts to sing welcome, welcome into this place. You had me to identify that I was a temple that did not belong to myself, but you made this body, and you made this heart, and you made this soul to dwell in. You made me to be a temple for you to dwell in. And, Lord, again, as I rose this morning or as I've risen this morning, Lord, welcoming you into this spirit and welcome you into this place, oh God, is still yet my desire. Lord, I understand that, Lord, nothing that I attempt to do can be or will be successful in my own power and in my own might. Lord, it may have temporal success, Lord, but I'm not looking for temporal satisfaction. Lord, I'm not looking for an easy task to accomplish. Lord, I'm not trying to make the road easy or go to a road that's easy, because the road that's easy, everybody is trying to travel on that road. But, Lord, today my heart and my mind is still focusing on greater. And for me to achieve greater, and for me to grow greater, and for me to reach greater, and for me to make it to greater, Lord, I need your spirit, Lord, because I understand that in this life, God, it's filled with swift transitions, Lord, and our lives will be filled with trials and tribulations, Lord, because you've already warned us that that will be the case. James even had the audacity to declare, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptation. Lord, because we have to understand, according to the blueprint of your word, Lord, is that we go through so that you can make us come through out stronger, mightier, wiser, higher, lifted up, God, and to be more like you, Lord. So, Lord, as I endeavor to go to greater, and as I endeavor to press towards the mark, oh God, and as I endeavor to go higher in you, Lord, I ask, oh God, again this morning, Lord, so that I'll prepare myself and be fully equipped for 2018, Lord. I come before you asking for your spirit, oh God, to abide in me in the mighty name of Jesus. You are welcome, oh God, in this place. You are welcome in this temple. You are welcome, oh God, before us right now, God, because we need more of you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We cannot live without you. We cannot move without you. Lord, we cannot breathe without you. And so we desperately need you, Lord, today in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, nothing can compare to the presence of a great and an awesome God. Nothing can compare, oh, God, to you empowering us and you strengthening us, God. There's nothing that can compare, God, to you helping us to live holy and acceptable, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. There's nothing compared to your glory, oh, God, when we begin to make a joyful noise unto you and we begin to offer unto you the sacrifices of praises, God, and you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people, Lord. There's nothing that can compare to your magnificent glory, because when your glory is in the room, God, you begin to heal, Lord. When your glory is in the room, Lord, you begin to set free. When your glory, God, we need your glory, because when your glory is in the atmosphere, Lord, lives are changed. Oh, God, and we need your glory, Lord, today. We need your anointing. So help us to become aware of your presence, understanding, God, that it's just not a falling. Lord, too oftentimes we as believers only look for a higher calling during a high moment in service. We only look, God, for your glory and for your presence, Lord, when we're people are running around and some may be speaking in tongues and the music may be high and lifted up. But, Lord, your glory is everywhere. When we're not singing, your presence, Lord, is here, because you are the very substance of life for us. You are the very essence of life to us, God. We can't do anything without you, so help us to become more aware that you're always with us. Lord, if we understand that you're always with us, that you never leave us, nor that you ever forsake us, God, that you're with us, God, when we rise, that you're with us while we're resting, God, that you're with us while we're walking to and fro, that you're with us while we're having that argument, that you're with us while we're giving someone the finger in the car, cursing someone out in the car, that you're with us when we're being rude in the grocery store, that you're with us, oh God, when we're stealing and doing other things, God. If we would just understand, God, that you are always with us, then we'll change our thought patterns. We'll change, our comprehension will change. If we just understand that you desire to abide with us at all times, then we'll do things differently. We won't allow the flesh to get your glory. We won't let the flesh lead us to things that are ungodly and unholy.
who won't let our flesh defeat us and tell us that there is no hope. Help us, O God, today to become more aware of your presence, because nothing can compare to you. You are definitely our living hope. I'm grateful, God, that you've chosen me to dwell in. I'm grateful, God, that, Lord, you're just not a God that reigns in heaven and had no contact, had no communication with your people. Lord, those were Old Testament days where you would only fall afresh on a very select few. But, Lord, when Jesus died and he returned back unto heaven and he sent the Comforter to take his place here on earth, the veil was rent in twain. No longer do we have to rely upon man to commune with you. But, Lord, we can go find ourselves in our secret place, Lord, in our homes. We can offer unto you a praise in the midst of our cubicle at work, God. We can lift up holy hands and surrender to you even on our campuses, in our classroom, in the bank, oh God, banking institution, Lord, wherever we had a desire to just touch the hem of your garment, God, that all we had to do is begin to worship and adore you and to praise you and to lift you up and to lay aside those sins and those weights, oh God, that cause us not to focus on you and cause us not to understand that you are good, oh God, and your mercy endure through all generations, oh God, to lay aside those things that will cause us to be hindered and to be limited, to be ineffective, God, and begin to open up ourselves and surrendering to your will, Lord, then we can experience your glory right where we are because we have direct access to you. I thank you, God, today in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you came, that you allowed your son Jesus to come so that I might have direct access to you, that I can pray to you on my own, that I can seek your face, Lord, and that I may know you intimately, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And the desire to declare, Lord, the Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place is because my heart longs for you, God. My soul thirsts after you, Lord. I'm hungry, Lord, for more of you and more of your glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And too often, Lord, that's just just words that we say. They don't have no meaning and they don't have no backing, Lord. But Lord, as we declare this morning that we need you and that your spirit is welcome in this place, Lord, oh God, put flesh under subjection right now in the name of Jesus, that we may follow up these words and follow up this declaration, oh God, with sincerity in the mighty name of Jesus, that we do it in sincerity and in truth, Lord, and seek you after our whole heart. You said if you seek me with all of your heart, then Lord, then you said the people can find you, but we don't seek you with all of our heart. Lord, we just give you just a little bit of ourselves. We give you just enough, God, just to keep your attention, oh God, and to be able to sit in the middle. But no longer, God, do we desire to be in the middle, Lord, in the name of Jesus, but we desire to be more intimate with you, God, in the name of Jesus. We're desperate for you. God, more desperate than that deer that panteth after the water brook. I'm desperate for you, God. Oh, God, more desperate than needing to be inside during this cold weather. Lord, I'm desperate for you because you are the very air that I breathe. You are the substance of life. You are my hope for today and my destination for tomorrow. So I look to you and I welcome you, Lord, because your presence is the sweetest thing that we can ever know. So help us to know you more intimately. Let your glory, God, abide in us. Come flood this place in the mighty name of Jesus and seal the atmosphere. God, your glory, Lord. I see your glory and I feel your glory in the place even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, help us to evict those things, oh God, that take up space in your presence, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I had to catch myself this morning. I read some scriptures, Lord, but then I went on social media. Lord, those things, they're not conducive to your spirit coming. Lord, then you have to work a little bit harder because we've put up roadblocks and we put up distractions before you. Lord, help us to lay aside those things that will cause a divide between us and you, God. If we desire your glory, Lord, then let us prepare for your glory. Lord, we want to prepare you, God. There's nothing like one who invites you over and they don't prepare a meal. They're not there to welcome you, God. They're not there, God, to meet you, Lord. But, Lord, as we've come this morning in prayer, Lord, we have a desire to prepare a place for you to dwell in, God. We want to make your name glorious in this place so that you can come in and inhabit our praises. Wherever we are at on this call this morning, in the name of Jesus, you're such an awesome God that you can come in and dwell in the atmosphere. God, wherever we are at, God, I thank you that you are omniscient, God. You are everywhere at once, God, and you are a magnificent God who knows just what we need more, God. You don't confuse my prayers and my requests and my needs with my neighbors, Lord, but in the name of Jesus, you know me, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, intimately, Lord, because you made me, God. You shaped me with your hand, oh God, and you made me, oh God, to be just like you, and I want to say thank you, oh God, for making me a reflection of you, God. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I thank you, Lord, because you know me intimately. I belong to you. And you put a longing in me that the world cannot quench. You put a longing in me, hallelujah, that the world cannot satisfy. You put something in me that draws me near to thee. And Lord, nothing is worth more. Nothing can compare. Nothing can come close to your glory. We need your glory, God, for us to make it in 2018. We need you, God, in the name of Jesus. We don't need, God, we can't wait to get you in March. We can't wait for your feeling, God, in June. Lord, we can't wait till the end of the year, God. I understand that each round goes higher and higher. But, Lord, we need you today in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your presence. We need you to order our footsteps. We need you to control our lives. Lord, we can't get to greater, Lord, if we're settling for less. God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God, bind the spirit of settling in everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that spirit of settling, that spirit of compromise, Lord, it stops us and hinders us from getting to greater. God, but put a hunger that cannot be quenched. Oh, God, with settling, put a satisfaction that cannot be met, Lord, with compromising, Lord, because holiness is still right. And if we seek you first, your kingdom, Lord, and your righteousness, Lord, then everything that we need will be added unto us. Oh, God, help us to press towards holiness. Help us to press towards righteousness. God, help us to press towards you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so make us over again this day in the mighty name of Jesus. This third day of January in the year of 2018, oh, God, make us over again, God. Make my thoughts, make my actions, make my will over again so that my thoughts will be like your thoughts. My actions will follow your actions. And, Lord God, my ways, oh, God, will be like your ways. I want to line up with you. I don't want to look like an L. But, Lord, I want it to be a straight line. And I, God, I want to be just like you, in line with your will and in line with your purpose and in line with your plans that you have for my life. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to come and lead and guide and direct your people. Welcome, Holy Spirit, to come and move by your power on our behalf. Come, welcome, Holy Spirit. We want to make room for you now, for your glory to be revealed in our lives, and not just here in our time of early morning prayer, but all the day long, God, when we're not on a joint call with someone else, Lord, when we're not in the presence of believers, oh, God, when we think that we have to act a certain way, oh, God, but we really don't live that way outside of the presence of the people of God. Lord, help us to remain steadfast and unmovable in righteousness and holiness all the day long. It's possible, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, because if we allow your spirit to rule in us, then every single day he's making us more like Jesus. Every single day he's making us more like you. Every single day he's moving those things that are unlike you if we are surrendering to your will. So I surrender. And that's our problem, is that we're not willing to surrender all. Lip service is not enough. but you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. You deserve the praise. You deserve vessels that are alive. So Paul encouraged us to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Lord, you're worth more than anything else in this world. We chase after a whole bunch of stuff. But Lord, we are determined to chase after you. Because you said, when we seek you, we shall find you. Seek you with our whole heart. Oh, God, don't allow anything to stop us from getting to you. Not allowing anything to cause a separation between us and thee. Not allowing friends and not allowing work and not allowing loved ones, oh, God, to get in the way of fulfilling your purpose, of fulfilling your plans, for your glory to abide in us. Lord, there is nothing that's worth more. So touch us even now. Strengthen us even now. Encourage us even now. Line us up with your will even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, give us a determination, Lord. Oh, God, that nothing will be able to separate us from your love and from your glory. Lord, we already know that, Lord, you don't have a desire to allow anything to separate us from your love. Because you're such an awesome and a magnificent God that you gave your best so that we might be reconnected to you. Thank you, God, that you showed us what hunger and thirst looks like. You showed us with an undying love that we mean so much to you, that you are willing to give your best. You said in your word how much if a man who is wicked is willing to give all to his children, how much more will a God that's not wicked, with a God that's merciful and kind, not give us all that you desire and even that we desire? Thank you, God, for being a perfect example of holiness, of righteousness, and about not ever giving up until you receive or you get what you're pressing towards. Thank you, God, that the cross did not detour Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that it did not cause him to turn away. But he had a nevertheless spirit that said, nevertheless, not my will, but let thine will be done. Lord, as we desire for your spirit to come rule in our hearts and rule in our lives, we declare nevertheless right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, because I have no doubt, Lord, that it's not an easy process. Because, Lord, we have to let go some things that are attached to us. But it's amazing. It's great to know that we serve the master physician. Lord, you know how to remove every callus. Lord, you know how to remove every attachment, every sickness, every piece of filth, Lord, because your blood can whiten as white as snow, or it can wash as white as snow. Lord, you have the power to heal me and make me whole. And so, Lord, I declare right now from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, make us whole. Make us one with you. Make us right before your eyes, Lord, so that you will get the glory out of our lives. Lord, we want 2018 to be like none other. I thank you for my breakthrough in 2017. But, Lord, I'm looking for greater. I'm grateful, Lord, that you helped me to move forward, oh, God, 2 years ago. But, Lord, I'm looking for greater. Lord, it's so awesome that you allowed me to walk in authority 3 years ago, Lord. But in this year, in this season, Lord, I'm aiming for greater. Lord, I'm looking for a greater prayer life in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm looking for, oh, God, a greater ministry, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm looking for better study habits or greater study habits, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm looking for greater spiritual walk. I understand with greater comes challenges. But I'm glad to know that the good days will always outweigh the bad days. Because, Lord, you said that you work all things together for my good. You work the good and the bad, Lord, so that you can get the glory out of my life. So prepare me to be that sanctuary. oh God, that you can use for your glory and for your honor. Lift me up, God, where I'm down. Make me stronger where I'm weak. Oh God, pick me up, Lord, from those things and areas, God, that are unpleasing to you, Lord, that don't build me up and don't grow me. Bind the spirit of selfishness. Bind the spirit of haughtiness and pridefulness. Bind the spirit of unforgiveness, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I'm trying to shake off those things that causes us to be slothful and causes us to be ineffective, Lord. Oh, God, those weights that beset us, Lord, and that cause us to miss the mark in the name of Jesus. Lord, I don't want to live this life and not reach the goal that you have for me. Lord, I don't want to walk this walk, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, and not make it to the destination that you have ordained for my life. Not talking about tomorrow, not talking about next week, but Lord, I'm talking about today. I want to fulfill your glory today. And as I fulfill your glory today, it helps me, God, to do even better tomorrow. And I need your glory today. I need your presence today. I surrender to your will today. Not my will, God, but let thine will be done. There are many sick among us. And Lord, one of the reasons that we gather ourselves together to pray is so that we can call on the names of those that need a miracle to be performed in their lives. Lord, we become a place where people can send their petitions and make petitions, God, because they know that we'll cast them and that we'll give them all over to you. Lord, you've made us into an intercessory ministry, Lord, where we pray on behalf of those that we don't even know. God, I'm thankful, God, today that the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous, it still availeth much. And I'm grateful, God, that you hear our prayers and that you hear our pleas and that you hear our petitions, Lord. It's not in vain. Our sacrifice that we get up early in the morning on Wednesdays and early on Tuesdays and Thursdays, Lord, it's not in vain. But God, much prayer results in the much power. Little prayer, God, results in little power. And for us to be great, Lord, we need much power. God, also we want to lay hands on the sick so that they can recover. God, that's your presence, Lord. It's not our power. It's not our might, Lord, but it's your presence. Tread on serpents, oh God, and not have to worry about them biting us or hindering us, Lord. That we can walk in victory. That we can walk in authority. That we don't have to fret or fear wherever we go, because where we go, God, where our feet go, God, it belongs to us. Everywhere we go, Lord, if we bring you with us, God, it belongs to the believer. Because this life is about you. And it's about those that follow you. And so, Lord, we continue to call on those that have requested prayer. Lord, I pray for Pastor Fuller in San Diego. Grateful, God, that he has made it home from the issue that occurred on New Year's Eve. God, I'm thankful that prayer still works. And that we can use social media to petition people and others for prayer. Lord, I'm thankful, God, that you've heard our prayers and you've heard our pleas. Lord, by healing little baby Bella Nova and healing baby little Noel, God, and the babies are now home with their parents. God, I'm grateful that you hear our pleas, that you comfort those that we pray for comfort for, that you heal those that we ask for healing for. Lord, I'm grateful, Lord, today that you are an awesome and a magnificent God. I pray for little Shay, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you know who I'm calling on right now, and you know the circumstances and the situations in her life. Lord, I pray that you would bind the devil on Harry's hand and cast the devil out of her mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I speak healing over her mind, and I speak healing over her heart. And Lord, I speak healing over every situation that causes her, oh God, to do the things that she is doing to herself today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we know without a shadow of a doubt that you're able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think. But Lord, it's according to the power that works in us. And so that's why we pray. We pray, Lord, because we know that you put a power in us, oh God, and a connection to you, that you hear our pleas and that you hear our prayers, and God, that nothing shall be unavailable, thank you, Holy Ghost, to your people that pray earnestly, that pray sincerely, that pray in truth. So, Lord, I would pray that you would touch that child right now in the name of Jesus. Cast the devil out of the mind. Bind the devil on every hand. Heal, God, deliver, and set free. Lord, I pray for Brother Melvin Towns. Lord, you know his situation as well. And we thank you for working it out. God, we have no doubt that you will work it out. Lord, I pray this morning for a CS. She left abbreviation. Lord, we ask for healing in her family. Lord, you know the circumstances of the issues in the family. Lord, the devil is trying on every hand to destroy the family. He's trying to do everything he can to destroy the family. If he's not attacking the wife, then he's attacking the husband. And if he's not attacking the husband, then he's attacking the children. And if he's not attacking the children, then he's attacking the finances. And if he's not attacking the finances, Lord, then he's working in the government, Lord. And all the devil is trying to do, but God, no weapon that's formed against us shall prosper. So I speak healing over that family right now, Lord. Heal, God. Heal the wounds. Heal the scars. Deliver and set free. Lord, I pray for, God, Deacon Outlaw, Lord, who has been given several deadlines where he would not pass those days. Sicknesses in his body, Lord, but you are still a healer and you are still a keeper. And we thank you, God, that you've lengthened his life. We pray that you continue to touch them. Lord, perform the miracle on the behalf of the family. Touch him right now. But God, even though I ask for a miracle, Lord, I desire for your will to be done. Because I'm reminded even now that, Lord, our bodies and the earth itself moans and groans for the returning of our great King. And, Lord, though we may be decaying, Lord, our spirit man, oh, God, is growing stronger and looking forward to your return, that we can knock off this old dust and this old dirt and return back into your image, God, that represents and reflects you. And, Lord, we can be returned to meet you or caught up to meet you in the air. So, Lord, we're not supposed to be here forever. But, Lord, grant us the desires of our heart this morning. Touch my dear brother. Heal his body right now. Do it for your glory and for your honor. Lord, I pray for the Coulter family, Lord, who consistently asks us for prayer. Pray that you would touch them and heal them and deliver them and strengthen them and encourage them and provide for them and make ways out of no way. God, do it for your glory and for your honor. Touch little Gigi right now, God. Lord, we know what the doctor said, but whose report are we going to believe? Lord, I have no doubt in declaring that we shall believe the report of the Lord. And your report, Lord, says that she is healed. Your report says that she is free. God, your report says that it's already done. What the devil meant for evil, God, you always make it for our good. So we pray to touch her. Touch mom and dad. Strengthen them right now. God, bind them back together. God, let your will be done for that life, for that family. Do it right now, God. Oh, God, much hurt. But, God, much opportunity for healing. I pray for Miss Joanne, Lord. God, I haven't heard the final report. But, Lord, every time I see her son, he says that she's doing better and better every single day. In spite of the chemotherapy that's running through her body, the chemo that's running through her body, Lord, she still has a will to live, God, and she still believes, oh, God, that you're working it out and still knows, not believes, but knows without a doubt, Lord, that you're working things out for her good. So, Lord, I pray that you would strengthen her body even now. God, help her to come through stronger. Help her to come through mightier, God, than she was before she started this journey. And I speak healing over her. I speak life over her right now. I speak strength, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And then, Lord, I pray for my pastor, Bishop Ted Thomas, as he makes his way across Virginia over these next couple of weeks to visit the districts throughout Virginia. Lord, I pray that you would grant my leader, my pastor, with traveling grace and mercy to make it to each destination safely. And then, Lord, I pray that you would grant him the strength to preach a word into our hearts to encourage us, Lord. I'm reminded even now, Lord, that the presiding bishop of our church has called us to be a church that seasons the world. Help us, Lord, even right now to be that salt, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, that we're not cast out and trodden under the foot of men, but that we are changing everywhere we are at, Lord. So I pray that you would encourage my leader, Bishop Ted Thomas, oh God, for strength, that you would breathe into him life, that you would grant him long life, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you would bless him, that his latter days will be better than his former days. I pray that you would bless every bone in his body, bless every ligament in his body. God, bless every little crevice in his body, God, healing. We bind arthritis right now. God, we bind the little issues that he's having with his knee. We speak healing over his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus, so that he can continue to make the journeys that he made, to sow into the lives of people and to encourage the people of God throughout the state of Virginia and throughout the world. My prayer about being the seasoning of the world, Lord, is important, Lord, because we want to be agents of change. And the reason why he goes throughout the state, Lord, is to encourage the people to be reflections of you. Everywhere we are, Lord, we want to reflect your glory. We want to be the agents of change to season the environment with holiness, with righteousness, not with filth, not with things that don't taste good. Lord, there's so many seasonings, Lord, that we use in our cooking that don't necessarily taste good, don't do anything, Lord, but make us effective in what we do. And when we come together, Lord, that we come together with an anticipation that you're going to move by your power, move by your might on our behalf, and fill us with everything that we need to go forward. And so, Lord, I pray for my pastor, that you bless him and strengthen him with traveling mercies and grace. Lord, I pray for the pastors of the Great Northern District, Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, God, Pastor Eddie Pruitt, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, and Pastor God, Kenneth Hackett. Lord, I pray for Pastor Wayne Crean and Pastor Ray Satterfield, Lord. I pray for Pastor Andy Cork, Lord, and Pastor William Cornick. Lord, I still plead for healing over his body right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch him from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord, and we bind that ailment in his back, Lord, and we speak life, Lord. We speak strength, oh God. We speak refreshing and revival and renewal, God. Do it for your glory and for your honor. I pray for Lord, Pastor Lawrence Clayette. And then also call on my name, God, Pastor Eugene McCown, that we would take the cities for you. Lord, I desire us not just to take Dumfries, but to take Manassas, to take Woodbridge, to take Fredericksburg, to take Stafford, Lord, to take Alexandria, Lord. We want to take everywhere that we are so that it will be for your glory, and not just for man's glory, vain glory, to receive accolades from man. Lord, that your house might be filled. I pray for my brothers in the gospel, Pastor Herschel Chenault, Pastor Samuel Metcalf, Lord, and Pastor Brian Jones. I pray for their ministries, God, that you would bless them, Lord, exceeding abundantly, God. Do it for your glory. Lord, I pray for our paid praise patch, Lord, that is, God, overflowing the church, overflowing the sanctuary right now. Lord, let everything that's being done for it right now to be packed and filled with love, that as we distribute our food, the resources that you've given us on this weekend, Lord, that we may be a blessing to those that receive it, not just physically, but spiritually as well. God, help us to do greater. Lord, it's not just enough just to get by. It's not enough just to get by. But, Lord, if we're not reaching the souls, if we're not empowering believers and changing lives, then, Lord, we're not being effective in ministry. Help us to be greater in our endeavors. Help us to be greater in our objectives so that you'll get the glory out of our lives. Lord, I pray for my brother-in-law. I'll call him later on in the line, but that you would continue to heal his body. Thank you that the accident that occurred with his shoulder was not worse than it was. And I thank you for healing, for a time of recovery, for a time for him to slow down a little bit and hopefully give him an opportunity to focus even the more on you. Lord, I pray for the people of Praise Center. Thank you for them allowing them to follow me, God, and allowing me to be a shepherd over them. Lord, I pray for Lady Yolinda McCallum. I pray for Sister Diamond Starr. Lord, I pray for Eric McCown and Crystal McCown and little Aaron McCown. Lord, I pray for Mother Evelina Dean McCown, Missionary Myrna Howard, Missionary Lysandra Miller, Lord, and Sister of God, Connie Coulter, and Brother Eric Coulter, and all the babies. Lord, I pray, God, for Sister Monique Collier. And then, Lord, I pray for those that are attached to us as well, Sister Deanne Graham and Brother Renix Graham. Thank you for their faithfulness, God. Thank you for their obedience in ministry, Lord. Thank you for allowing them to be the members of Praise Center. I pray for those that externally bless us, Sister Lisa Law, Brother Larry Brown, God, Brother Carl Christopher, Lord, and Brother Kenyatta Schanberg. I thank you for those that pray on our behalf, those that intercede with love tokens, God, and support the ministry, God, even from afar. I thank you for their blessings, Lord, and I pray that you would bless them above and beyond what they can ever ask or think, because they're sowing into good soil here at Praise Center. And then, Lord, I pray for your people everywhere. We've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light for a reason. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in this place. America has sinned against you. And, Lord, we surrender to your will. We surrender to your way. Lord, remember that there is a remnant in the land. If my people, which have been called by my name, would just humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sins, and I'll heal the land. Lord, we're praying. Lord, we ask that you would cleanse us and help us to turn away from wickedness. Lord, hear from heaven, heal our land, forgive us, O God, of every sin, every unrighteousness, every shortcoming, God, and get the glory out of our lives. Holy Spirit, you're welcome in this place. Strengthen your people today. Pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Empower us, O God, today to be more like you. Your will be done. Lord, we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. I pray for those that are in bereaved situation. Lord, we pray for, oh God, Maryland Central jurisdiction. Pray for the Butts family. Lord, we pray for the Greater Maryland jurisdiction. Oh God, and the Carter Memorial family. Oh God, and the family, God, there. God, we pray for those that have lost loved ones across the nation, that we've heard petitions for prayer, and we pray that you would strengthen them. God, we thank you for all that you're doing and all that you've done. Thank you for what you're going to do. We're grateful that you are a great God. And so we pray your blessings, oh God, on this day. We declare right now that this is the day that the Lord hath made. We rejoice in God, and we thank you for victory on this day. Have your way, God. Bless you even now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.